Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Ed Moya, Senior Market Analyst over at Oanda. And Ed, we're going to focus again on apparently the short squeezes that are still happening in the market, but this time into silver. After all of last week's chaos and the shutting down or at least restricting of certain trades in certain stocks, well, silver came on the radar. Now, there was a bit of a debate whether the retail crowd, this Reddit crowd, was going to push silver higher, or if the short squeeze was even instigated by some of the big money. Either way, let's just start off there. What are your thoughts about who is driving this move up in silver? Currently, silver is trading about just over $28. It is up significantly today, but it was already making a run towards $30 earlier today. So a bit of a roller coaster ride. Either way, silver and the underlying silver stocks are doing very well today. But who is driving this, Ed?
And I think that's the question everyone's asking. And if you follow what was developing at the end of last week, I think you saw that there was a lot of people that were starting to track silver. I think the interest was brewing. And over the weekend, what was pretty obvious was there was just a tremendous amount of, whether it was Reddit, TikTok, YouTube, all these new retail traders were just kind of voicing their strategy. The plan was, we're going to punish the banks. The banks have been shorting silver forever, and that they were going to provide a jolt in the market. And the way they were going to do it was they were just going to have everyone just go buy silver coins, and that there was going to be, since this is something that is not actively done, you're going to see a big disruption in the market, and that's going to provide a big jolt higher. The silver strategy was brewing. I think when you take a look at what's been driving the retail trader, it's been all, for the most part, everyone has been talking about short interest. And I think that's what made GameStop so attractive. GameStop, you know, was being shorted by over 140%. That's, you know, come down to significantly to I think it's closer to like 40% now. But everyone was saying, like, what are the big things that we can try to short? And when you look at the other stocks, there was really nothing that was too appealing. I think you had Tilray, Nikola, and AMC, but those were really close to 40%. Silver provided an opportunity that, wow, after some basic fundamental analysis, a lot of the traders said, well, there's this thing called a reflation trade. Silver has some strong fundamentals. It does look like the banks are trying to keep this down. And what these retail traders thought were, well, there's a potential here that, you know, we could see that if we were able to kind of act coordinatedly, we could see silver surge to 100. Some people targeting $1,000, and I think that hysteria, that craziness, is kind of what kind of made all these traders just be a little bit more excited that, okay, silver is the next thing. And that really kind of took off over the weekend, as we saw everyone was just kind of talking and just trying to get an assessment of, like, well, how long can this market madness last? And I think that's why you're seeing all this volatility. But when you take a look at that strong move in silver to, you know, over an 8-year high, yes, I think the retail trader was the first domino. But I think that a lot of hedge funds and money managers, they saw the writing on the wall. GameStop was not going to continue this, insane steroid-driven ride to these excessive swings. And I think that it was pretty expected that eventually these traders are going to have to move on to something else. And I think the battle was won with GameStop as far as making hedge funds feel the pain. And I think that you're seeing that silver is kind of the next domino. But the problem for these traders is unfortunately, the silver market's a lot bigger. And I think that's what you're going to probably see is you're not going to be able to move it as you were with GameStop, a small stock. Well, at the time, it was. So I think the volatility is going to remain insane. And I think you're going to have the hedge funds that are going to kind of enjoy this move. So I think there's still a lot more upside that's potentially out there. But in the end, I think that, you know, the number one question I was getting asked from a lot of the tier one media out there was like, you know, okay, or well, are we going to crack 50? Are we going to see higher moves? And I think that it's too early to say, but with momentum, you know, I would not be surprised if we saw silver, you know, in this volatile period, which could be a couple of weeks, if we did see that move to 35. And if you touch 35, there's nothing to say that 40 can't happen. So there's so much momentum that can get thrown behind these moves. And I think that what's going to keep this very exciting. And in the end, I think there's still a lot of investors that are very bullish long-term for the precious metals. And that's why you're probably seeing that reflation trade idea that, okay, well, once we get behind this trading frenzy, we're going to see that eventually the fundamentals will matter again, and silver has very good prospects. I think with the there should be I think globally, especially in the U.S. and in China, a bigger pickup with industrial demand, and that's very good for silver. And I think that monetary and fiscal easing is going to remain the narrative, I think, for the first half of the year tremendously. And that should be very positive for commodities. And I think, you know, silver has a very bright future. This is whenever you have a market events like this, though, that kind of, you have to ride that roller coaster. But in the end, I think you're still likely to see a much more higher silver price, you know, once we get through the year. But, you know, with this volatile swings, you know, I think that, you know, you have to buckle up. And if you are a long-term investor, and if you do see prices, you know, hit some of these frothy levels, you know, you probably want to consider scaling out a little bit and then buying once again, if things kind of come back to earth.
Okay, let's take a step back here, Ed, because look, you have been on the show as being optimistic or bullish for the precious metals. But again, there are a lot of these push and pull factors, and a lot does come down to that reflation trade. But this trade right now, this potential short squeeze in silver, if it is led at least a little bit by these retail traders, you and I were talking off mic that it's not just the retail traders that are pushing this higher. Look, silver has apparently a large short position by JP Morgan. However, it seems like some of these other traders, hedge funds, bigger money players are also jumping on this potentially for right now short-term silver trade. What insights can you give us in this aspect of how it's not just the retail traders pushing silver right now?
Well, I think it's pretty fascinating to see that with the silver trade, it seems like the small retail trader, let's call him David, is also getting surprisingly a lot of support from Goliath, who are the hedge funds and are these big money managers, and I think that you're probably I think when you take a look at, you know, the amount of volatile swings we saw with GameStop and AMC, hedge funds were scrambling. Some were, you know, that wasn't necessarily some of the typical trading that they would partake in. But for the most part, silver commodities, this is like one of the, you know, a key staple of hedge fund portfolios. And I think you're going to see that you know, working on Wall Street for well, pretty much since 2007, you know, I've made some friends that have worked at some of the big banks, some have gone the hedge fund route. And I can, you know, tell you that firsthand, like I know that this is kind of the thing that is buzzing right now. It's been on a lot of people's radars. And I think that you're going to see that it provides, I think, because just the size of the silver market, I think that you're probably going to see that the amount of interest that it attracts is going to be pretty much across the board. And I think that the hedge funds are really kind of they were nervous as far as as far as their risk models and valuations. They did not sleep well at all last week because of what was happening. And I think that you're going to see that silver is kind of providing like an opportunity that this is going to possibly be a momentum trade that is going to last a lot longer. And I think one of the reasons why is because with a lot of this fevered buying in equities, whether it was GameStop, AMC, or some of the others, you could easily get out of some of those trades. But what we're seeing here with silver, and this is what I think I really attracted a lot of the hedge fund interest, is you're having this steady flow of buying of actual silver coins, so the physical coins, that it would take a long time to kind of wait for your delivery and then go ahead and sell the coin. So it seems like the I think the hedge funds just saw that this is going to be a very flashy opportunity here, because there's going to be a lot of pain for the retail trader to get out of the silver trade. And I think that you're probably gonna to see that this these big momentous swings. We tested 30, then we went towards 28. I think this is going to remain the story, I think, for quite some time, and I don't think it's going to ease as quickly as we're seeing GameStop. Now, GameStop is still volatile, but I think silver has the potential to be a lot to last a little bit longer. And if that's the case, I think it's very easy right now to be a little bit more upbeat on silver, despite these big gains initially.
Okay, now Ed, one thing we need to consider here. Yes, there is a short squeeze going on here. Sounds like you think that this short squeeze is going to last, let's say, relatively longer than the GameStop one did, which was really about a week, just over a week. But let's say that silver remains volatile. But if the, let's say, long-term uptrend, or if this bounce does not hold for at least a few weeks, if not a few months, could that end up scaring people away from this silver trade because of the fact that there are a lot of just short-term traders in this trade? Or do you take it as a net positive that more people are watching the silver trade?
I'm a little bit more on the more optimistic side, that it is going to be more positive, that you have more people watching the silver trade. I think that for a lot of people that are committing hundreds or thousands of dollars in actual coins, I think that there's a underlying belief that these are I think that the belief is that you're going to see, when all the dust settles, that silver was undervalued, and that the prices are going to, even if we see prices turn negative from where we were before the middle of last week, you're going to see that there's still strong physical demand that should keep it on the basis of the industrial optimism that we have for the rest of the year and going forward. So I think that you're probably going to see too that while new retail behavior of traders, their behavior is going to be very, very short term. It is providing, I think, one big thing that is going to be very positive. The new retail trader, the millennial trader, for the most part, a lot of them were only focused on cryptocurrencies. And what this has done, this has initiated a lot of these traders into the precious metals. And I think what you're going to probably see is that it might not be 20%, maybe it's closer to 5 to 10, but new traders, new fresh money into the precious metals is very positive for this space. So I think that this is, in the end, it's going to be very, very constructive for, you know, maintaining more longer term bullish perspectives for silver, and I think that will impact gold as well. So I think overall you have to be a little bit more optimistic that this trading frenzy on silver is long term still going to be positive for silver. But you know, obviously they're with these kind of roller coaster rides, you know, you can see momentum take things the other way, and if it's combined with a strong move in the dollar, you know, we could see ourselves a lot lower than where we were a couple weeks ago.
All right, Ed, we'll wrap it up. Man, oh man, already an interesting start to February. January was interesting. I think the one guarantee for this year is crazy volatility. And if you're actively managing your portfolio and getting in front of some of these moves, boy, oh boy, it can already have been a profitable year. But now that this money is starting to flow into silver, a couple of questions being, let's see how long it lasts, let's see where it can push silver to, and let's see really how sustainable this all is. Ed, thanks for your time, buddy. I will post a link to the Oanda website where everyone can read over your daily note. Thanks for your time, Ed.
Thank you.